You're listening to a message delivered at the Fountains, a United Methodist Church in Fountain Hills, Arizona.
This is how God chose to begin the first Christmas, not with thunder or fanfares, but with an infant's cry, not with the arrival of a warrior or monarch, but with the appearance of one small child. He even chose a stable for his birth, not a castle or cathedral. For unto us a child is born. How amazing, how overwhelming that God would choose to redeem the world through the tiniest of miracles, a baby.
Oh,
Mary's journey to motherhood began with the gentle voice of a heavenly messenger saying, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest." Gabriel's explanation of how this would come to pass transformed Mary's confusion and fear into faith. Her excitement was transformed into thankfulness and praise as she pondered the coming of the Christ child. "My soul magnifies the Lord. My heart rejoices in God my Savior. From now on, all people will say that I am blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me." Jesus Christ was born, and heaven could no longer keep silent. To shepherds in the hills, to beasts in the fields, to all who dwell upon God's earth, the angels proclaimed their miraculous news. Glory, glory to God in the highest. the manger gathered those who had come to worship Jesus. They laid their gifts of praise before the newborn king. Let us join them. Let us bow down with the shepherds and raise our voices with the angels. Let us praise the child of Bethlehem, God's holy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thanks for listening to this week's Applying It to Life from the Fountains. For more information on our faith community or to support this outreach with a donation, be sure to visit us online at www.reachtouchteach.com.